Amen. Have your Bibles, turn to Matthew chapter 11, and we're going to look at verse 1, and we're going to jump into the scriptures and see what thus says the Lord. Amen, somebody. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Brother Henry, I was coming in, and he told me that, he said, Therese, we want to run Ruthie off. I'm like, why? In which I ain't got no problem running Ruthie off, because me and Ruthie don't get along no way. Amen. Praise God. Y'all pray I strengthen the Lord. Amen. Said she told me they need to close down all the McDonald's. I said, the devil is a lie. I'm like, she blasphemeth. Amen. If I had a stone, I would have threw one. Amen. I'd have been the first one to throw one. Right upside the head. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. All right. Matthew chapter 11, verse 1 in our New King James Version. It says, now it came to pass when Jesus finished commanding his 12 disciples that he departed from there to teach and preach in their cities. And when John heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, are you the coming one, or do we look for another? And Jesus answered and said unto them, go and tell John the things which you hear and see. The blind see, the lame walk, the leopards are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them. Amen. And that's a whole lot to unpack in those, what is it, five scriptures? Amen. That's a whole lot to unpack. So let's unpack a little bit tonight and let's take a look at this. Now, it says that when John heard of the works of Jesus, he was in prison. Amen. Now, John was in jail because the reason why he was in jail, he spoke out against King Herod because he married his brother's wife, amen, Herodias, which, you know, I'm doing some research, which was, okay, King Philip, it was his brother. He was married to Herodias, which was both of their nieces, amen. They were their uncles, and he stole his wife, which was his niece. I said, boy, this family got some issues going on right here. Jesus, Lord. But John spoke out against him, amen, and told him, he said, what you're doing is wrong, amen. And so Herod put him in jail, but he revered him as a holy man, as a righteous man, as a man of God. And he loved to hear John talk and John teach, amen. So he, even though he kept him in prison, he didn't have any intentions on killing the man, amen. But Herodias, oh, she was steaming. She loathed John. I mean, she hated him. Her blood boiled every time somebody mentioned his name. John. So she bid her time. She bought her time. And when the opportunity was right, she struck. Amen. Now, and you see myself on the screen, so it's kind of it's messing with me. It's all right. I'm getting used to it. Amen. Not on that screen. Amen. All right. So what? That boy does look pretty good, though. Let me look. I'm trying to find out what happened to the hair back there. I did not know that. Jesus. No. Whatever. You make a joke. Don't do it. Don't do it. Amen. Now, Herodias, she did not like John whatsoever. Amen. And so King Herod had a big dinner, big party, and he invited some of his most influential friends to come to that party. And her daughter, I think her name was Salome or Salame or whatever it was, she danced for the king. And it pleased them, a very sensual dance, and it pleased them. And he said, you know, in front of all of his friends, he said, you did so good. He said, ask what you will up to half of my kingdom. Now, he was trying to show out in front of his friends. How many of y'all have ever tried to show out in front of your friends before? Amen. I remember a long time ago, Tim, you remember driving that motorcycle, you trying to show out at school and wrecked it? Okay. Amen. I wish we'd had that on camera, man. Boy, that... I'd have win that $10,000. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I split it with your cousin. 80-20. Amen. Praise God. Anyway, so she danced with them. He said he was well pleased. He said, look, I give you whatever you ask for up into half of my kingdom. So she went back and asked her mama, mama, what should I ask for? She said, ask for John the Baptist's head on a platter. And that's what she did. She went back and asked him for John the Baptist's head on a platter. And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, man, if I was king, I'm like, you crazy. I ain't finna do that. But you got to understand, all of his friends was there. He was trying to show off his wealth and his prominence and how powerful he was. He was a powerful Roman leader. Whatever you want up in half my kingdom, I give it to you. So he could not go back on his word without looking dumb. So they beheaded John and brought his head to him on the platter. And you know, his disciples gathered up his body and buried it. Amen. So John was in prison, and he told his two disciples, go ask Jesus, are you the coming one, or do we look for another? And what's so strange about that? John should have known better, amen, because we're going to look at Matthew chapter 3. Let's jump back there real quick. I'm about to say amen, we have it. I'm pretty sure we are looking on the screen. Amen. Okay, in those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen. Okay, yeah, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Next verse. For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Next verse. Now John himself was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Hang on one second. I want to read it from my iPad. My computer. Hang on. Oh. I'm trying to read it from here, and I was in Malachi 3, and I'm like, something just ain't right. Amen. Oh, give me a second. Somebody say, fix it, Jesus. Oh, God. Amen. There we go. That looked a lot better. Okay, so now John himself was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Now, I'm going to skip down to verse 11, and look what it says. It says, I indeed, now he was talking to Jesus. He said, he's talking to the people he was baptizing. He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Now, what we got to realize, John knew that he was preparing the way for the Messiah. So why would he get to chapter 11 and send his disciples saying, are you the one, or should we look for somebody else? I want to talk to you tonight about expectations. Amen. Now, when he said the kingdom of heaven is at hand, the Jews, when they thought, this is what they believed. They knew the Messiah was coming, but they thought the Messiah was coming with a sword. They thought he was coming to rain terror on his enemies, to deliver Israel and sit on his throne and rule and reign like a king should. But in Isaiah, it also says that the Messiah is coming to suffer. Amen. Amen. And so in John's mind, Jesus, as long as he's been on the earth, he should have been reigning on his throne. Amen. John's expectation was Jesus should have already had that sword out. He should have already been riding that white horse. He should have already had an army of angels behind him, and Israel should already be the nation of nations. Amen. But he's like, wait a minute. What in the world is going on? Jesus ain't doing none of this that I expected. Amen. I was expecting Jesus to do this and him to make Israel prosper and Israel be on top, and we let everybody know we're God's chosen people. That's what John was thinking. John knew. He already knew, because the Bible says when John baptized Jesus, said the Spirit of God descended from the heavens like a dove, and a voice cracked the sky and said, this is my beloved son, who I am well pleased. John seen and heard all that. But still, he came back and said, Jesus, are you the one? Or should we look for somebody else? Amen. I want to talk about your expectations. Amen. Now go back to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew Say amen when you have it. So Jesus said unto him, go tell John these things which you hear and see. He said, the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Amen. Amen. Now, look at Luke 17, verse 20 through 21. Watch this. And then we're going to get into something real quick. Luke chapter 17, verse 20, 21. It says, now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of heaven of God would come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, see here or see there, for indeed the kingdom of heaven is within you. They were looking for signs. They were looking for lightning to come out the sky. They were looking for the earth to rumble. They were looking for an earthquake and mountains to pop up out of the ground and water to run out the rock. That's what they were looking for. But Jesus said, you're not going to be able to see it, you know, with your observable eye. Amen. And you're not going to be able to say, there it is there and there it is here. He says, it's already on the inside of you. Amen. The kingdom of God is already on the inside. They was not looking for that in their sanctified Jewish mind. Amen. They was like, wait a minute. This ain't how this is supposed to go. We want the Messiah, the King of Kings. We know a king is coming. We want that king, that ruler. It ain't supposed to go like this. But how many know that God's wisdom is far superior than your intellect, my intellect, their intellect? Amen. What am I saying? People come with expectations of things, and when they're not fulfilled, disappointment sets in. Amen. I mean, it could be your marriage, it could be your job, it could be your church, your relationships, your car, your house, all kind of things. People have big expectations, and when it doesn't come fulfilled, there you are disappointed. And when that disappointment sets in, you better believe the enemy, Satan, is right there at the door waiting to try to capitalize off of that disappointment. Oh, didn't God let you down? Oh, you poor soul, you. I know. God should have did something about your situation. But what I want to tell you, even though you may be expecting something else and you're going through something else. Now I'm going to tell you, when I had COVID, if it was up to me, I would have been here yesterday. Amen. I told God, man, I was hurting so bad. I said, Lord, if you were me and I were you, I'd have been to healed you, Lord. I told him, man. I said, man, I'd have been to healed you. I'm just saying. I said, all you would have to do is ask one time. Matter of fact, all you got to do is thank it, and I would have healed you. I'm just saying. And I was, but I'm like Jesus. Even though Jesus said, Lord, if this cup may pass from me, he said, but not my will, but your will. I said, but Lord, I choose to stand on your word. I choose to confess the word. By his stripes, you are healed. What I'm saying to you, God does not change. Amen. Just because you're going through a situation, it may be sickness. It may be maybe something, chaos and turmoil. It may be some rough stuff, y'all. It may be some rough stuff. How many of y'all know when John was in prison and he was getting ready to be beheaded? How many of y'all know that God still was God on the throne? Amen. Did not change God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Did not change the Father. His wisdom is far beyond what we know. Our job, somebody say my job. Our job is to do what this word says do. Take your stand on the word of God and refuse to be moved. Amen. I refuse to be moved. I absolutely 100% refuse not to trust in God, not to believe in this word. Amen. I refuse to do it. Amen. Amen. Luke 9, verse 51 through 56. I want you to see something. Now it came to pass when the time had come for him to be received up. Now Jesus was getting ready to go to Jerusalem because it was about that time. Got to get on that cross. Got to pay that price for us. Go to hell, got to be raised up from the dead, and then, you know, then ascend to heaven. Amen. It was about that time. It says, when the time had come for him to be received up, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. Jesus was determined, I got to get to Jerusalem. He knew what the mission was, amen. He knew what the mission was, amen. And he sent his messengers before him, before his face. Now, what happened? Jesus sent some people, his delegation, he sent them before him to go prepare the way in that Samaritan town that they was getting ready to come to. And as they went, they entered a village of the Samaritans to prepare for him. Next verse. But they did not receive him because his face was set for the journey to Jerusalem. Them Samaritans like, oh, no. They're like, we don't fool with them Jews. No. Mm-mm. Oh, no. He ain't coming here. So guess what the disciples said? And when the disciples, James and John, saw this, they said to the Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them just like Elijah did? See, they thought, this is the Messiah. He's the king. Oh, they seen Jesus speak to the water. They seen Jesus do that. They seen Jesus do this and that. I mean, they saw it with the eye. Jesus, can we command fire to come burn them all up, incinerate them? Amen. Amen. Well, I'm glad some of us ain't Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I've been and spoke something bad on Tyrone Big Toe. Amen. Oh, Lord, let that toe shrivel up. Jesus. No, I'm just praise God. Amen. Now, I pick on Tyrone all the time because my little sister in the field. I told Michelle, if you wasn't back there working, oh, girl, you'd be in all my messages. Amen. Because we got a relationship like me and Ruthie. We just don't get along all the time. Amen. But they said, Jesus, do you want us to call fire down from heaven? And Jesus rebuked them, saying, no, dummies. Amen. He said, no. He said, you don't know what manner of spirit you of. Amen. Praise God. See, Jesus didn't come. He did not come to destroy. Amen. He came to bring life and bring it more abundantly. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So their expectation was, man, this is the way it should. I mean, we done read the scripture before. This is the way this thing should go. Jesus should have a big baseball bat beating all the other nations over the head, and Israel should be on top. Oh, they're our enemies. I mean, he should be beating them down, and we should reign as God's chosen people. But how many know Jesus had love for all? Amen? What I'm saying to you tonight, sometimes you're standing for this and you're standing for that, and you believe in God for this and you believe in God for that. Look, sometimes when you're praying, it may not come to pass like you're praying for. Amen. It may not happen the way that you are expecting that thing to happen. But I'm telling you, you stand your ground. Stand your ground and you refuse to be moved. Amen. You refuse to be moved. You refuse to let the enemy talk to your mind. I can speak for me. When I was sick, amen. Praise God. When I was sick, I mean, you know, when I first got sick, my mind said, boy, I'm finna attack this thing with the word of God. I was going, I stopped at the center because I worked in long-term care. And we had to get tested. Was it every week, every 2 or 3 days? Oh, yeah, I cut up. Boy, they stuck that thing on my nose. I put on such a show. Everybody had cameras on me. Boy, I'm talking about film me. I said, y'all better not put that on Facebook and YouTube. I dare any of y'all do that. I could not stand that thing on my nose. Uh-uh. Anyway, when they first started doing it, they had the National Guard come do it. This one, they thought it was real bad. And it was a guy, he was a Jones. I said, what's up, cuz? I'm like, you going to be easy on me? Man, I was fighting him. He said, come on, cuz. You really going to act like this in front of all these people? I said, man, I don't want that thing on my nose, man. Anyway. When they first called me, they said, Therese, where you at? I'm like, I'm getting ready to head to this so-and-so town. I got to meet with so-and-so. You come back here, and you get ready to go home. You got COVID. I said, okay. Thinking myself, ain't no big deal. Shoot, I don't know. Just super faith right here. I called that. Yeah. They say I got COVID. Yeah, we're going to agree. Amen. I'm thinking the scripture. And by his stripes, I'm healed in Jesus' name. Boy, about a week. Fever, vomit, oh Jesus, I ain't never experienced pain like that in my life. My expectation was, I'm gonna speak this word, and I'm gonna keep on going. I'm gonna be back at work. And I'm gonna have me a little vacation because they make you stay home for at least 2 weeks. I'm gonna have this 2 week vacation, amen. And then I'm gonna come back to work refreshed. And man, I was out for a month. Glory to God, amen. My expectation was it should have happened yesterday, amen. But did that change God? I said, did it change God? Did it change His word? I'm telling you, when you're going through something and you're standing, the enemy's gonna come and whisper in your ear, God failed you. God ain't gonna do it for you this time. I mean, he told me point blank, yo, you're gonna die. I said, bitch, I don't. I can guarantee you. Matter of fact, I opened up on scripture. This is what the Bible said. I can guarantee you I ain't gonna die. Amen. He told me, he tried to tell me a couple times. I mean, at the height of it, I was sick. You're gonna die, Terrell. What if you die? I bet you I'm gonna die. That's what I told him. I bet you I'm gonna die. Still here, amen? Amen. I'm telling you, God is a good God. And He said His word will not return to Him void. But it may not look like you want it to look. That's all I'm saying. It may not look and come like you want it to come, but God will not let you down, glory to God. Amen. 1 Chronicles 16:34. When you're going through and it feel like all hope is lost. Amen. And you feel like you're not going to make it. The scripture says, oh, give thanks to the Lord. We can stop right there. Just give thanks to the Lord. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. You are God. And there's nobody as big as you, Lord God. Oh, you created the heavens and the earth, Lord. I want to thank you, Lord. First of all, I want to thank you that I don't have to die and go to a burning hell. Oh, Lord, glory to God. I want to thank you that I got eyes to see. Come on, you just go down the list. You pick what. I thank you I got two arms that work, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that tomorrow I can get me a Big Mac if I want to. I mean, that's just me now. I'm just saying. I mean, you thank, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Amen. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Why? Because He is good, glory to God. And His mercy endures forever. God is a merciful God. Yeah, don't raise your hand. Don't tell nobody. How many times you just done messed up on God? But God is merciful. Amen. He is so merciful. I mean, boy, that mercy God. Woo! The youth prayer team saying, you give me that joy like a river. That mercy I never deserve. That's right. I ain't know the word. Deserve. I mean, that mercy, I mean, we don't deserve it. Amen. God is merciful. Oh, He's merciful. He's merciful, y'all. God is merciful. Amen. But it says, give thanks unto the Lord, for He's good. I mean, you remind God. Tell him how good He is. Make you a list. If you don't write it down, have it in your mind. You go down the list. Lord, you're good because you did this for me. Lord, you're good because you did that for me. I just want to take my time to tell you, thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. It says, give thanks unto the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Turn to Proverbs 3:5. You're going through something. I know, because I'm just like you. You just like me. Amen. If we were God, we'd have had it yesterday. Amen. I know it. Last week, we'd have been had it. Amen. I know it. But the Bible says, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And look, don't lean to your own understanding. How many been guilty trying to figure it out on your own? Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Trying to figure it out. He said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. How Miss Lucy said this past Sunday, God got this. God got it. I'm telling you, God got it. God got it, y'all. God got it. Amen. You trust in the Lord with all your heart. And don't lean to your own intellect. Listen, your mind is a natural mind. It's not on the same level of things of the spirit. Amen. That's why when you get into a life-threatening situation, your spirit man takes over. And what's in your spirit will come out. It's going to jump out. Amen. Amen. I mean, y'all done heard my story a million times. I'm going to tell it one more time. When I was in Chicago, amen. Me and my homie, we both went to Alcorn. We both worked for the same company. And we bagged up that car, and he ran into that garbage can, and it made the most God-awful noise you ever heard. I said, Jesus! And he said, whoop, whoop. I mean, he didn't think about it. I mean, it just, because I looked over at him, and as I was looking, I said, Jesus, it just jumped out of my mouth, and whoop, jumped out of his mouth. I mean, I just saw it. I mean, I think God let me kind of see that in the spirit, because I just saw it, how it just jumped out of him. Amen. God rest his soul. You know, he say he with the Lord now. Amen. Praise God. I made sure he was saved. Call me the day before he died. Trev, man, I just wanted to holler at you, man. Like, dude, I ain't talked to you forever. How you doing, man? Man, I'm doing good. Man, you say amen. Man, I'm saved, man. I'm saved, man. Man, we talked, we laughed. Next day he checked out, went on to be with the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. But it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Your intellect it cannot compete on the same level as your spirit, man. I heard Kenneth Copeland say, if you ever listen to an airplane getting ready to crash, it says some of the most vile stuff you will ever hear in your life, because those people know they're getting ready to die, the pilots, and their spirit, man, takes over. What's in them takes over. I told a story a while back when I was a year or so ago, I was preaching. They said when the rapper Tupac, when he got shot, the officer went up to him and said, hey, man, do you know who shot you? What happened? Do you know who shot you? He's about to die. He looked at the officer and he said, you know, blank you. Blah, blah. And I'm thinking to myself in my natural Holy Ghost mind, I'm thinking, man, if that was me, I'd be like, okay, I don't know who did it, but I just want to say, Lord, forgive me. I mean, that's what I'm thinking to myself. But that was not in him. It wasn't in him. What was in him came out. When you get in a situation, I'm telling you, what's in you going to come out. Glory to God. You take a sponge, you can be a big sponge, little sponge, red sponge, orange sponge, green sponge, blue sponge. You dip that thing in some red Kool-Aid and squeeze it, what's going to come out of that thing? Red Kool-Aid. Amen. Praise God. Isaiah 55 and verse 8. God says, now this is why you cannot rely on your own intellect and try to have it your way. I mean, God says, he said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor my ways your ways, says the Lord. God's ways and God's thoughts are, listen to me now, so much higher than our thoughts and our ways. Amen. God, look, there are so many pieces to the puzzle missing that we don't know about, but God knows. Amen. I mean, you believe in God for this and you want it to happen this way. So many pieces to the puzzle. You don't have a clue. You don't have a clue. That's why you got to trust God. That's why we just read, trust in the Lord with all your heart. You got to trust God. You don't have a clue of what's going on in the spiritual realm, behind the scene, what the angelic hosts are doing, working on your behalf, the demons that are coming against them to try to keep it from happening. You don't have a clue what's going on. Our job is to do like Daniel. You stand. He prayed, and that evil spirit came and withstood the angel, and they had to send help. But guess what? How many days? What, 19 days? However many days? Well, we ain't going to get embarrassed. First lady going to send us a text again. Y'all ought to know these scriptures. Amen. Glory to God. So if you watch the first lady, I know it. Tyrone don't know it. I mean, amen. But I just ain't going to tell them what the scripture is, because y'all got to do your homework. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Anyway, I mean, the angel withstood him, but guess what? After a few weeks, guess what? He got the answer. What if Daniel, the day before the answer came, what if he gave up? What if he gave up and said, man, this stuff just don't work. God, let me down. Stand your ground. Stand your ground. Stand your ground. I'm going to say it again. Stand your ground. Stand your ground. Stand your ground. I'm going to say it one more time. Stand your ground. Stand your ground and stand your ground. Glory to God. Amen. God said, my ways, my thoughts, they're higher, much higher than your ways and your thoughts. God said, I know what I'm doing. I got this. If you will trust and believe and line your talking up with what I say in my word of God, what I say in my word, it'll come to pass. Amen. Amen, somebody. Amen. Praise God. You know, a lot of times we we pray, we'll shout out, in the name of Jesus. I was thinking to myself, man, how would Jesus pray that? In the name of me. Amen. I'm just thinking out loud. Amen. Anyway. Thinking out loud. Okay. All right. So last scripture. Go back to Matthew chapter 11. Let's look at verse 6. Now it says, and then he said, and blessed is the man who does not offend because of me. Now, or blessed is the man who does not take offense. Amen. Jesus said a lot of things that the Pharisees took offense. When he said, he told that man, that paralytic, he said, hey, your sins are forgiven. They took offense. Amen. Oh, there's so many things in scripture that they took offense over. Amen. And even today, I'm getting ready to let you go. Even today, people still taking offense over what Jesus said. Amen. Jesus said plainly, I am the way. Amen. Oh, man, folks cut up sideways. Oh, he can't be the only way. There got to be many different ways to get to heaven, to get to God. Amen. No, Jesus said, I am the way. Amen. Listen, I'm gonna say this in closing. There are a lot of, especially in this day and time, there are a lot of different voices in this world today. You know, I can remember when I was young and they said that, you know, in the last day, said even the very elect would be deceived. And I used to always wonder what that scripture meant. I'm like, man, how can the very elect be deceived? Y'all, we're in the last days. If you're not careful, you got some jokers out there that'll use a half of a scripture, mix it with some mysticism, mix it with some political stuff, mix it with some of this, and have your mind all messed up. Stay with the word, stay with the word. Stay with the word, stay with the word, y'all. Stay with the word. Don't get off on no strange doctrine, amen. Because I'm telling you, the Bible says they deny they have a form of godliness, amen. They'll say a little bit something that's kind of true about the gospel. Yeah, they will, but they deny the power thereof because it's full of sin, it's full of deceit, it's full of all kind of debauchery. I'm telling you, it's so much voice, so many voices out there that are contrary to the word of God. But boy, they flaunt it around like they're holy. Thee and thou and thus and thou. Amen. Praise God. So Jesus said, blessed is the one who is not offended by my words. Amen. Amen. That should have been one of the Beatitudes. Amen. You know, blessed are the meek and blessed. That should have been one. Blessed are the man, the ones who are not offended because of me. Amen. So in closing, there's some of the things that Jesus say offends. Amen. Especially to the world and especially to church folks. Amen. Or religious people. Amen. Praise God. But what I want you to do is make sure that you stay with the word of God and you set your expectation on God, you will not fail me. That's your expectation. Amen. God, I know you won't fail me. Amen. You ain't failed me yet. You're not about to start to fail me. Amen. Amen. And listen, and tell God every day how good he is. Amen. You tell him he's a good God. Amen. Tell God he's a good God. Tell him how much you love him. Amen. Amen. And tell him how much you need him, but just come to him and say, Lord, I just want to thank you. Amen. Praise God.